You ready?
You ready?
All right. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this Monday, June 5th, public meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners. I want to welcome everybody. If everyone would please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Pastor Rex Rhode will lead us in the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this a beautiful day that you have blessed us with. And now, Lord, as we have come to this part of the day where the business of the commissioners are taking place, we ask that you would bless them, that you would give them the wisdom that they need to make the right decisions and that affect our lives. And Lord, for each thing that takes place here in this place this day, we ask that you would provide wisdom, that you would let us hear with our hearts and our ears and our minds. Now just lead and guide and direct and have your way this day. All this I ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Mr. Noll, are there any additions, deletions, or changes to the public agenda?
No, sir, there is not.
Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting, or any questions, additions, or deletions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second?
Second.
Minutes are approved by mutual consent. First action item on the agenda is a proclamation for the Garrett County Chamber of Commerce, which is here in full force today. Welcome. And we have some visitors here with well wishes as well. We do have a proclamation, and we'll read this, and then we have some visitors that will read theirs, and then we'll bring everybody up and do some pictures. So proclamation. Garrett County Chamber of Commerce, 20-year anniversary. Whereas the Mountaintop Chamber of Commerce merged with the Deep Creek Lake Garrett County Promotional Council in 1997, creating the Garrett County Chamber of Commerce. And whereas over the course of the past 20 years, the Chamber has been responsible for events, promotional campaigns, and advocacy efforts that benefit businesses in all sectors of the local economy. And whereas the Chamber has aggressively marketed Garrett County and Deep Creek Lake, resulting in record tourism growth year after year. And whereas the Garrett County Chamber of Commerce is the largest professional business association in the region with 600 members representing every industry in the community. Whereas significant accomplishments include the building of the Visitor Center in McHenry, launching the Art and Wine Festival and Garrett Trails, hosting the 90th anniversary of Deep Creek Lake, partnering with Economic Development to create the Deep Creek Experience, garnering certification of the Mountain Maryland Gateway to the West Heritage Area, creating the annual Fire on the Mountain 4th of July fireworks display, creating the annual Business and Industry Appreciation Program, successfully advocating for business and tourism issues, and establishing the Garrett County Diplomats to celebrate ribbon cuttings, groundbreakings, grand openings. And whereas the Chamber has leveraged county funds to secure hundreds of thousands of dollars in state and federal funds for tourism promotion and local projects. Whereas the Chamber accepts the responsibility as a leader in Western Maryland and embraces collaborating with other leaders to foster growth and development in our region. Now, therefore, we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, hereby celebrate, along with all citizens and visitors, the 20th anniversary of the Garrett County Chamber of Commerce, and thank the Chamber for their contributions and efforts to the growth and development of Garrett County. Signed by Commissioners Heimball, Tichnell, and myself. Congratulations, guys. Great work. I get to serve on the board with this motley crew, and they do an excellent job. So on behalf of all of us, thank you very much for all that you do, and congratulations. And Delegate Beitzel.
It's a pleasure for me to be here today to recognize 20 years of accomplishments, and I'm not going to go through that whole list. Commissioner Edwards just went through, but I have here in recognition of your 20th year of service to the community,
a list of all your accomplishments.
Yeah, a list of all your accomplishments.
The list was so long.
This is from the Maryland General Assembly, Maryland House of Delegates, and its official citation. Be it hereby known to all that the sincerest congratulations are offered to Garrett County Chamber of Commerce in recognition of 20 years of outstanding service and support to the businesses of Garrett County. Presented on this 5th day of June by myself as the District 1A delegate from the Maryland House of Delegates.
Thank you.
Senator?
Well, it's also a pleasure to be here today to recognize the chamber and all the people who work there and all they've done over the past 20 years. I'm not allowed to write a book in art. I'll be short and sweet also, but you do an outstanding job of promoting Garrett County. We all appreciate that. There's been a lot of change over 20 years, a lot of good things occurred, and we're looking forward to a lot more good things occurring in the future. The Senate of Maryland resolutions that be it hereby known to all that the Senate of Maryland offers sincere congratulations to Garrett County Chamber of Commerce in recognition of 20 years of promoting and representing Garrett County's business community, attracting over 1 million visitors a year to the area. Congratulations. Our membership extends the best wishes on this memorable occasion. Directs this resolution to be presented on the 8th, which is when your banquet is, and that's what this was written to. June 2017, signed by the President of the Senator Mike Miller and myself as a sponsor of the resolution. Congratulations.
Nicole?
Well, before you do it, just a little bit of history here because there are some key players here. Dave Moe was the president of the chamber back in 1997, and George and Wendell remember this, combining the Chamber of Commerce and a promotion council was no small task back in those days. Also during that time, the tourism was being operated out of pretty much a phone booth on 219. Had no toilets, was closed in the wintertime. And to the commissioner's credit back then, they recognized that we were basically operating a multi-million-dollar business out of a phone booth on 219. And so to George's credit, he went and got, I think it was $375,000. It was either $350 or $375. And the county commissioners at the time matched that. And that's how we ended up with the visitor center. So it's... I want to give them credit because they laid the groundwork, laid the cornerstone for what we have today. And you've certainly done a great job in the time that you've been there. So it's rewarding to, I guess, be old enough or to have been around long enough to see that kind of progress. So thank you.
Well, thank you to the commissioners for your support. I've been here 7 years, and even the commissioners before you, they've always been supportive of the chamber and tourism, and we really appreciate that. We could not accomplish what we have accomplished without that great collaboration and working relationship. Certainly thank you to our senator and delegate for all that they have done, and Dave Moe, our very first chair of the board and initial inaugural president. It's been a great ride, and we're looking forward to continuing in the fashion that we have and accumulating more successes. So thank you.
Thank you. You guys want to come up for a picture? I know Nick's probably got a camera somewhere.
Are we coming down? Are they coming up?
We'll come up.
You guys each hold one. Liz, hold one.
Dave, why don't you hold one of these?
Yes, get in there.
Yeah, room.
Yeah. Dave, why don't you hold one up too?
You want to get in the middle?
You might have to hold that over there, right here, over top of this.
Liz, we're gonna pull you up right here. Can you get everyone in, Sarah?
Yep. Thanks, guys. All right. Thank you.
So Nick, you'll be in the picture for a change.
Yeah, huh?
That's a change.
Different.
You could do a selfie, maybe.
By the way, the promotion council also contributed a little over $100,000 to that.
I forgot about that. I thought that was your personal check. I didn't know.
Thanks, Dave. Okay, next on the agenda is another very special recognition. I want to introduce Sergeant Friend from DNR.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. I'll bring Mr. Frank up with me as well. I'm here to say thank you to numerous people and to be to the point, two visitors of Garrett County would not be alive today without the dedication, commitment, and skill set of several individuals in the room. I'll be brief. On the afternoon of July 29, 2016, personnel from the Deep Creek Volunteer Fire Company, Northern Garrett County Rescue Squad, Garrett County Emergency Services, Maryland State Police Aviation, and Maryland Natural Resources Police responded to a boating accident on Deep Creek Lake with a report of a victim in full cardiac arrest. Arriving at the scene, the first responders and officers saw a man suffering massive injuries to his back, chest, abdomen, and upper legs from a propeller strike. Unbeknownst to the gentleman who was on a boat water skiing with his family, he went over the front of the vessel and the operator unfortunately put the boat in gear while he was in the water. Truthfully, he should not have survived. But again, without the dedication and commitment of the individuals, some of which I'm going to recognize today, he would not be with us. Unfortunately and fortunately, on August 23rd, we had another very serious boating accident. This involved a 7-year-old girl who became entangled in a tow rope of a tube. They were getting ready to tube. This girl was pulled overboard and unfortunately lost her foot as a result of the accident. Working as a team, local first responders and officers treated the victim, established a landing zone for a medical helicopter, and provided comfort to the family members, including 4 children. Without the prompt response and attention from the first responders and the officers, the victim would not have survived. Although we all wear a different uniform and work or volunteer for different agencies, they each played a significant role in the incidences. The Maryland Natural Resources Police extends its sincere gratitude and appreciation, and in recognition of professional and decisive actions under extreme stress and life-saving situations, we would like to present certificates of appreciation. For the incident on July 29th, I believe the following individuals are in attendance. Chief Jason King, Mike Simons, Matthew Krause, striking out.
They're on calls right now.
They're on calls. Is there anybody here? Let's do it the easy way. Let's step forward, gentlemen. These gentlemen have already received their certificates at other award ceremonies. And we will go with the near amputation on August 23rd. I know Deputy Chief Hook is here. Correct? Come forward, please. Are the Boyds here? Connor? Darla? Darla Teeter? Mr. Piper? And Josh Hook? Oops, sorry, I'm getting them slightly out of order. Bobby Sines, Chief EMS Officer. If you all would join me in a round of applause for these individuals. If you would be kind enough to raise your hand if you have not received your citations. Hold on 1 second.
Squeeze in.
Save a little time for the commissioners with that work.
Congratulations, you all. Thanks for what you did.
Thank you, appreciate
thank you very much.
Great job.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next on the agenda is Garrett County Purchasing Department. I see Charlie here. What do you got for us?
Got two for you, sir. First one we have is Considerable Cleaning Paper Products, bid number 17-04136. Bids were advertised, were due on May 19th, 26th, 17th. There was 21 potential bidders for bid services. We did have 8 responses were received in the bid that was attached for your reference. And after reviewing the bids for compliance with administrative requirements and feedback from facilities and maintenance, we'd like to award the various Considerable Cleaning Paper Products to the following vendors. Janitor Supply Company, 21 items. Peppers out of Cumberland, 17. Inter Grove Packaging, 7. Central Poly, 3. Gever Industrial Supply, 3. And AF Wendland out of Buchanan, 3. There was one late bid from Nailers Ace Hardware. There was also several items that were no bids. I'll go through those. And then we'd like to have you reject the bids for F3, which is a 20-ounce nylon mop from Darren Supply due to specification issues. Contract period for this bid will be July 1, 2017 to June 3rd, 2018, and may be extended under the same terms and conditions mutual agreement by the county and successful vendor set.
Before you move on to the culvert, is there any questions or concerns with that bid?
Everything you recited is consistent with the email you sent us earlier.
Yes, sir.
I guess,
exactly.
Right?
Same. Yes.
Nope. We'll do the culvert one
okay,
as well.
We'll do it. Next one we have, gentlemen, is culvert pipe, bid number 17-0601C. Was advertised for 2 weeks. Bids were due on June 1st. Bid packets were requested by 4 bidders and 5 bid services. Unfortunately, only 1 bid reply was received. After reviewing the bids for compliance, administrative requirements, and feedback from Public Works, Road Division, we'd like to award the contract for galvanized pipe and polyethylene to Chemunga Supply out of New York. And the pipe increase for plastic went down approximately 0.47, still went up, unfortunately, pipe went up about 0.47, still went down roughly 0.54. Contract period would be July 1, 2017 through June 30, 2018. With the option to extend for 1 additional year of mutual consent of both parties then.
Questions on either of the bid numbers?
No.
Hearing none, we have a motion to accept the recommendation by the purchasing department on bid number 17-04 and bid number 17-0601C.
So moved.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, next item on the agenda is resolution to adopt the FY 2018 budget. Resolution 2017-4, Garrett County Government, 2018 constant yield tax rate, 2018 tax differential, fiscal year 2018 budget. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County must adopt a budget by June 30th, 2017 for the fiscal year July 1 to June 30, 2018. Whereas the Garrett County Department of Financial Services Director, at the request of the Board, held budget hearings with all county departments and the Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County to review their requests. Develop a balanced FY18 budget for the board's review and approval. Whereas the board held a public preliminary budget hearing on May 25th, 2017 at Garrett College and sought additional public input. Now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Garrett County Commissioners that the Board of Garrett County Commissioners of Garrett County adopts following constant yield. In order to fully offset the effect of decreasing assessments, the real property tax rate should be increased to 0.9941 cents countywide, excluding the municipality of Mount Lake Park. The county will not increase the real property tax rate to offset decreasing assessments. Real property tax, Garrett County shall maintain the current real property tax rate of 99 cents per $100 of assessed assessment countywide, excluding the municipality of Mount Lake Park, and that is 0.928 per 100 of assessment for Mount Lake Park. Public utilities tax, Garrett County shall maintain the current public utilities tax rate of $2 $0.475 per $100 assessment countywide, excluding municipality Mount Lake Park, $2.32 per $100 assessment for Mount Lake Park. Fiscal year 2018 budget, operating and capital budget is $78,920,622. The ad valorem tax rate, the Garrett County Sanitary District supplemental levy for water, Bloomington Sanitary District's 14 cents, Chestnut Ridge Sanitary District, Deep Creek Lake Sanitary District is zero, Deer Park Sanitary District 15 cents, Friendsville Sanitary District, Jennings Sewer Sanitary District is zero, Kaiser Ridge Water Sanitary District 24 cents, McHenry Water Sanitary District 5 cents, Meadow Mountain Sewer Sanitary District 0, Mount Lake Park Loch Lynn Sanitary District 5 cents, and Thayerville Water Sanitary District 24 cents. And on sewer, Bloomington is 0, Chestnut Ridge is 21 cents, Deep Creek Lake Sewer Sanitary District is 8 cents, Deer Park Sanitary District 15 cents, Friendsville Sanitary District 9 cents, Jennings Sanitary District 17 cents, Kaiser's Ridge and McHenry are zero. Meadow Mountain Sewer Sanitary District is 7 cents, and Mount Lake Park Loch Lynn Sanitary District is 4 cents. Do we have a motion to approve Resolution 2017-4 to adopt the tax rates, the differential in the budget?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the budget is set. All right, just a couple of announcements before we go to public comment. I want to remind everybody that our next meeting will be Monday, June the 19th, and that will be at the Bloomington Fire Department at 6 o'clock as we continue our moving our meetings around during the summer months. We were in Kitzmiller last month. This month we'll be in Bloomington. Also want to remind everybody that Friday at 10 o'clock here at the courthouse, we will be having the Deep Creek Watershed MOU signing ceremony with Secretary Belton and Secretary Grumbles to get that formalized and finalized. Having said that, are there any public comments or questions? Yes, ma'am.
I have recently circulated a memo to you. As you well know, Senator Edwards and Delegate Fartzell took the initiative and secured the State Lakes Protection and Restoration Fund, and that has been signed by the governor. What we need to do is secure funding for the fund. And I hope while the two secretaries are here in the county, we might have an opportunity to encourage them to consider including that perhaps in a capital budget and convincing the governor he would like to provide $20 million to us. Frankly, $20 million in the great scheme of things, as seen from Annapolis, is not that much money. And the other thing is we don't really have a good accounting of how much money we turn to the state every year. And so I wonder whether we aren't just asking for a lot of what we're just getting back. The other issue is that that I'd like to talk about very briefly. As you know, the county has a contract with the Maryland Environmental Services. Under the grant application, which will be developed and submitted by the middle of August, we're currently operating under the notion that the cost share would be 50-50, 50 state, 50 county. As we were fortunate for the state delegation, they were able to change the policy of the Waterway Improvement Fund to include State Lakes as an eligible water body. The Friends of Deep Creek Lake and our lobbyists recommend that we go further and make one more amendment to the grant manual for the Waterway Improvement Fund which is to, in essence, set up a new category for funding of state lakes. And that funding, because the states own those lakes, which is, there's nothing, no argument about that, that they should pay for them. And that it should be 100% cost share from the state on that. And that if you look, I've attached some of the documentation, how it's the grant stuff is, funding is listed. It's perfectly logical within what they have to do. And I don't know, Senator, the state delegation has magic in changing waterway improvement fund policy. I hope that that you take lesson from them, and Secretary Bolton has appeared to be open to having a conversation about that in previous email exchanges I had. It makes all the sense in the world. There are 16 lakes, they own all of them. They should fund them. Thank you. I have documentation.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, hearing none, we have a motion adjourned.
So moved.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much.